107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is almost that time for the biggest little fair in Ontario. We're talking about Mitchell's 169th Fall Fair. And my goodness, it is coming up this weekend, September 1st through to the 3rd, as part of your long weekend fun. Winnie Linton is here with the Mitchell End District Agricultural Society with all of the details. Winnie, it's wonderful to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Winnie, I love the theme for this year. Kick up your boots and celebrate your roots. I like that.
Was not my idea, but it was a great one.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got a big weekend, Winnie, planned for the Mitchell Fall Fair. Let's just run over the itinerary. So it kicks off Friday, is that right?
Friday at noon, Magical Midway starts, and it will run every day till 11 p.m. And you'll want to get your ride all day one price coupon that you change in once you get to the fair. They're $25. Yeah, can't find anybody selling them at that price anymore.
You bet.
Then we have the Grain Farmers Education booth going to be on the grounds all weekend. And kicking off in the arena Friday night will be the Legion Band before the Ambassador Competition and the Little Herons Competition, which is new this year. And that's 4 to 9 year olds competing for cash prizes and awards. And of course, our ever fabulous silent auction all weekend, and the girls tell me we're closing in on 300 items.
Is that right?
Which is over the top. Our sponsors and donators have been amazing this year.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. So yes. Again, the exhibits open all weekend at the Community Center in Crystal Palace. So what a way to kick things off on Friday, September 1st. Again, you know, with the opening ceremonies, as you mentioned, at 7 o'clock, and the ambassador competition at 7:30 as part of that day.
Absolutely. And on the track Friday night, we have the popular tractor pulls back from last year, and there will be a DJ in the Ponderosa tent.
Oh, what a way to kick things off for the Mitchell Fair this weekend. So again, that's what's happening Friday. Let's get into what's going on Saturday.
Okay, Saturday is fuller than full. We have the Birds of Prey are back after a few years of absence, and everybody likes watching those flying eagles, and Major League Circus Show. He was with us last year, Paz, and last year he did the Major League Hockey Show.
Okay.
And he's brought along his partner in crime, and she does the Farmer's Daughter Show, Molly. And new this year we have Magic Mel and Fantastic. They are magicians, and they also do the Fun Foam Show.
The Fun Foam Show.
Which allows 50 children at a time to play in the foam. It's going to be exciting.
And the cleanup.
Well, I'm thinking it'll probably clean itself up.
There you go. Absolutely.
Yes. Our pavement will never look so good.
But that's just a sample of what's going on for Saturday. My goodness.
It is. We also have the Chainsaw Log Carver coming to do live demonstrations. A few of his items are going to be in the silent auction as well.
Oh, perfect.
So that's something new. Mitchell Horse Club Speed Show is doing their year-end show on the track in the afternoon. And in the evening, the craziest people ever, the Canadian Classic Wrestlers, they put on a show like no other.
Oh, that's
might good. Only want to watch with one eye sometimes.
Wow. Again, we're talking the events happening on Saturday. So much going on.
Yep. And then new again this year is the Cutting Edge Cowgirls Precision Horse Team. They're going to do a bit of a show during the break in the speed show. And at night we have Small Town Strip Club boys right here from Stratford coming to the fair.
Yeah.
To headline in the Ponderosa on Saturday night. And Diane and the Cavaliers are back for the second year in the arena after our smoked pork chop dinner on Saturday.
Wow, what a day. Again, we're chatting with Winnie Linton with the Mitchell and District Agricultural Society all about the Mitchell Fall Fair that's happening September 1st through to the 3rd. There's Friday's Saturday events. And did we leave anything off on Saturday, or are we ready to move into Sunday?
Well,
my goodness.
We have the 4-H Dairy Show Saturday.
Oh, nice.
And the Beef Show Sunday. And the Tiny Tots, the little people with calves, they get to have their own competition
as well. Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
And that's on Sunday as well, I think.
All right. Well, I guess let's move into Sunday with more events going on for the weekend.
Yep. Church service starts it off, and I'm not quite sure where the donations are going this year, so I'm not going
to
lie.
Okay. We won't hold you to it. I'm sure they're going to a good cause, though, for sure.
Oh, they will.
Yes, absolutely.
And the baby show is right after the church service with breakfast in the Ponderosa with sausage and pancakes and syrup and all the yummy stuff. While the heavy horse show, the majestic giants of the show, the heavy horse show, are
not
back
to be missed
with all their splendor. And Crystal Gage. We haven't seen Crystal Gage for probably about 6 years, and she's become a mom while she's been off. So it'll be interesting to see her little ones.
Okay.
And we have a new derby coming to town, Impact Motorsports. And we have never had Impact before, and they're bringing something special that little ones can come up until 9 years old with their battery-operated whatever they have, tractor or car. And I don't think they bump into each other, but the last one with a good battery is going to be the winner.
There you go. Oh, my goodness.
To round things off at night, we have the Kara Smith Band from Listowel, and other than that, we have a lot of the regular stuff going on, the pet show, Skyline Studios, students, down on the farm. It's going to be a great, great weekend.
It's going to be incredible. Kick up your boots and celebrate your roots. And it's all with the 169th Mitchell Fall Fair. Again, as we've talked about, of course, it is the biggest little fair in Ontario. Are you looking for volunteers, or is there a need for volunteers?
We could still use a few hands at the gates and as well as in the Ponderosa. And of course, if you're an early morning person, there's lots of garbage to pick up.
There you go. Again, help out, because this is an amazing community event. And Winnie, as we've talked about, fall fairs like this one are so vital. They're so important to the community, and we would hate for something like this to disappear over time.
The fair really brings people together, and the shows we try to provide, we try to get everybody happy. Doesn't always work that way, but we do our best.
Oh, absolutely. Again, with the Mitchell District Agricultural Society. Don't miss it this weekend. Mitchell Fall Fair, September 1st through to the 3rd. Is there anything else we left off? Or again, you can go to the Facebook page. Lots of details there, and the website too.
Lots of details. We're even going to put a parade route map on the Facebook page.
All right. And what's the website for the Mitchell District Agricultural Society?
www.mitchellfair.com.
Easy, there you go. Have a great weekend coming up. Mitchell Fall Fair is this weekend, September 1st through to the 3rd, with so much going on. Bring your whole family down. Again, we'll share all the details on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. Winnie Linton with the Mitchell and District Agricultural Society Mitchell Fall Fair. Winnie, have a great fair this weekend.
We'll try.